Hi, Charlie. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Wright. Sorry you're having problems with the weather.
It's just not a problem, sir. It's just natural, and us humans better get used to it, huh?
Exactly. Well, what I'm going to ask you doesn't sound natural to me. I was involved in a motor vehicle accident, and it was quite some time ago. But at the time, later that evening after the accident, my neck started to hurt. And so ever since then, I've been self-medicating, losing a lot of sleep, losing a lot of muscle. I finally go to a doctor and tell him about it. And he takes an x-ray and he says, it doesn't look that bad. You know, maybe you got arthritis and that. Then I end up getting an MRI. And the MRI, it shows one of my vertebrae is shortened. It's shortened and kind of pushed into the side of my spinal tube or whatever, you know. I mean, kind of dented into it.
That would be
down the amount of fluid that's on that side.
Yeah, anyway, it would be a bit. Mm-hmm.
Seth?
Go ahead, sir. My mistake.
It's
you go
kind
ahead.
Of a constant ache and pain I can feel all the time. I mean, sometimes in the middle of the night, it's like somebody smacked me with a sledgehammer or something. So I end up seeing a neurosurgeon. He analyzed the MRI. Kind of says to me, well, looks like he could get some traction on there and some cortisone shots, I believe.
Oh, don't go near those. I hope you're not going near those, sir.
Well, yes, exactly. And don't get me wrong. It's like the other guy the doctor that's on the radio before you. I've always listened to him and respected him, and he told me that that cortisone could actually give you cataracts.
That's one of many things it can do to you, yes, and it's not even cortisone. It's an artificial takeoff on cortisone, which is what makes it so dangerous.
I see. Can I ask you, is it possible, since I got this in my neck, and with that accident, is it possible something shifted and the reason this disc, I mean this, not disc, but the vertebrae, has moved over in a sense, pushing on this, I don't know what you call that spinal area, you know, the fluid, and made it shorter, and, you know, it's lessened in size, and the surrounding discs, they're not really lessened that much, a bit, you know, on one edge, and, you know, for somebody to go, oh, yeah, that's arthritis or that's osteoporosis, it's like, I don't think so. I think it's something got pushed or in there that the circulation has created the vertebrae to get smaller because it's not getting as much blood flow, maybe. Is that possible?
Sir, you're probably right about all of that. Those vertebrae need to be aligned. Now, when I was in medical school, they taught me that chiropractors were crazy, but I wondered, why did people keep going back to chiropractors? So I went and visited some offices, and one of the things I learned is that there's a particular subspecialty of chiropractic that specializes now in the cervical vertebrae. That's where they do their work. They do it very carefully. People who get those adjustments say, I didn't know I got an adjustment, but I felt better, and the x-ray looked better 2 months later. Now, you're in Buckley, and there is a chiropractor in, what's it called, Graham, by the name of Craig Lapinski, Lapenski. I might have spelled it wrong there, but Craig Lapinski. And he does upper cervical chiropractic. He does it extremely well. A number of the people, and he's probably the closest to you, who is highly qualified. And a number of people I've worked with have gone to see him, and they're very happy with the results, and they get some good explanations. If you've not been to an upper cervical chiropractor yet, sir, you have put your finger, as it were, right on the problem. Namely, the vertebrae need to be realigned as well as they possibly can be. And I'm not a specialist in that, so I can't tell you how well they can be realigned, but they do need realignment.
Sure. When you're saying that maybe be realigned, could it be possible that vertebrae could maybe get back to normal size because being realigned, it gets better circulation or better nerve health or what?
Well, that's a possibility, sir, but there's no way of saying it for sure. The big thing is, even a partial realignment from abnormal to halfway normal is going to be better for you, even if it can't do the entire job. So please, please, please. He's in Graham. It's Dr. Craig Lipinski. L-A-P-E-N. Yeah, L-A-P-E-N-S-K-I, I think.
By Chicago. I know how to spell all their names. But anyway, okay. I stopped trying to knock him.
Okay, got you, sir.
Anyway, no, I had a problem because I'm over here going like, you can't buy, you have to buy auto insurance. It's no fault of your own. It's not like you're out running around and skiing and you hurt yourself. Somebody else yeah. hurt you. And then it's hard to find a physician or a surgeon to say, oh, yeah, we can straighten that out, but they don't want to get involved.
You won't find an MD who will do that, sir. It's only the chiropractors and a few of the osteopaths. And I'm sorry, that's the way the world is right now. These different professions compete, and the MDs throw too much mud at everybody else, the conventional MDs do. So anyway, sir, we got a break coming up. We got to go to that. So thank you so much for calling.